In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This child touches the emotions. Herod and Jerusalem are troubled by his birth, disturbed and upset. On the other hand, the Magi rejoice exceedingly with great joy. Both are emotional responses to this child. Because emotions are very often abused by many, even among Christians, we are very tempted to ignore them completely. But to do so would be to contradict the scriptures, which clearly teach us to rejoice in the Lord, or to give thanks to God with joy, or to sing with a glad heart. Time and time again, we are told to sing for joy. We also cannot overlook the examples in both the Old and the New Testament where individuals or countries rejoice with great joy because of what God has done. It is easy for us to overreact when an abuse occurs. But God created us with feelings and emotions. We are not to be controlled by them any more than we are to be controlled by our stomachs or our intellect. However, we cannot ignore them completely either. We must keep them in its proper place. We do not live by them, and we do not ignore them. Joy is a gift from the Holy Spirit. It is an internal witness that we are Christians. But do not worry if we do not always feel this joy, because it is not a perfect witness. Our emotions can deceive us. Just because we do not feel like a Christian does not mean that we are not Christian. We go back to the objectivity of the waters of holy baptism. We cannot deny the fact that water has touched our head. Therefore, we cannot deny the fact that we are God's beloved and heir of heaven. And where the emotions are in line with that, then thanks be to God. Where they are not, we wait patiently. Faith produces joy, for faith has confidence in the promises of God, the objective promises of God. When we believe that we are forgiven for Christ's sake, when we believe that we have no other salvation other than in Christ alone, then we begin to see our entire lives organized around Christ and his word. The Magi came from the east, not because they saw a star, but because they believed a promise. If the stars obeyed him and bowed before him, how could they stay idly at home? If the stars burned for him, how could they not burn with joy at his birth? Their joy is not in a star, but their joy is in the one to whom it points. And he is our joy as well. We do not have joy in our joy. That is, we are not concerned about the feelings that we have. That is not our chief purpose or goal here. But our chief purpose and goal is Christ. He who was crucified for us Gentiles and for our salvation. He was born for us. He died for us. He lived for us. He rose for us. And now he lives to give us that forgiveness, life, and salvation. The word has declared it to us, and we have joy. But that is not all. The king is not simply far off, a distant king who acted at one time in the past, but is no longer active in the present. He is active and working among us right now. So when we recognize the space into which we have come, then again, we are filled with joy. It is the word of God that leads us to where he is now present, even as the star led the Magi to where the Christ child was present. The mention of the child with his mother Mary is more than simply giving a historical point and more than revealing to us his age. That little note that the child is with his mother Mary reveals to us where we are to find the Christ. Mary is an image of the church. And so Christ is in the midst of his church. For where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is among us, to bless, to forgive, and to save. Yes, he is present everywhere. But we do not search for him everywhere. We search for him where he has promised to be. Imagine if the Magi would have simply seen the star, said a little prayer in their hearts, and remained in the east. That's certainly not a story worth recording. And yet they left and went through that arduous journey because they believed they must be in the presence of their God, where he comes to save. So also we. The word of God opened the eyes of Herod and the eyes of the Magi, but only one went to where the flesh of God was found, while the other remained troubled in their hearts and their home. Herod and Jerusalem did not go because he did not believe. Sadly, that is the case for many today. They do not go to where the flesh of Christ is present because they do not believe that he is their Savior. So come with joy to this altar of God, for here you find the King of Kings and Lord of Lords reigning over heaven and earth. He comes not to destroy, but he comes to save, not to punish, but to give life and peace. He comes so that you may have joy in his birth, joy in his life, joy in his death, and joy in his resurrection. And if you do not feel such joy, then do not worry. But go yet again and receive this Christ in word and supper once more. And if you still do not feel that joy, then again, do not worry. But wait patiently for him to give it as he wills. Receive what he gives and live by faith, confident that you are his. If we search for joy, if we make joy the end and the reason why we attend this place or that place, if joy or the emotion is everything for us, then we have just supplanted the word with our own emotions. And we begin to judge a space, a service, a pastor, a congregation, not by the word of God, but by how we feel. And certainly that is not the standard by which all must be judged. But if we search for Christ, if our goal is to receive Christ, if, like the Magi, we use the word of God and go to where Christ is present, then faith is glad when it has received Christ, regardless of how I feel. And maybe the Holy Spirit gives us those emotions of joy and gladness, maybe not. But either way, faith is glad that Christ is here. Many assume their feelings are always right. If someone tells you that the way you are feeling is wrong, you're probably not too happy with them. Rarely do we ever consider if they're actually right. We must remember that our feelings are also corrupted by sin, even as our intellect is and our bodies are. You see it clearly in a body that begins to break down, even at a young age. But also the feelings are corrupted by original sin. So where those feelings are not in line with the word of God, then they also are not from God. For example, when someone is moved by false teaching or a false practice, that is not good and certainly is not from God, but is of the sinful flesh. Beware of that sinful flesh, for it is constantly searching for emotional highs so that you live by your feelings instead of by the word of God. Yet we cannot judge anything by our emotions. All must be judged by the word of God, including our emotions. Herod's feelings are not right, and neither are Jerusalem's. They too should have rejoiced. Especially Jerusalem should have rejoiced at the birth of their king and savior. But since they have rejected the word of God, they have no joy. So where our emotions contradict God's word, we must repent. And as best as we can, align our feelings and emotions to the word of God. The service must be met with joy, for the king is here. The word must be heard with gladness and eagerness, not simply as a task that we can check off for a week. And the supper must be eaten with happy hearts, for here the King comes to forgive. Thus the word instructs our emotions. And if we feel nothing, then again, do not worry, for we do not live by these emotions. We cling to Christ and his word, and we patiently wait. For the more that faith grows, the more that opposition to the word of God grows. Herod had left this Christ child alone until all of a sudden Magi came in search of him. Then he really stepped up his opposition, fought hard against that child, bringing death and destruction to many. The same is true of our flesh. That the moment we find joy in Christ is the very moment that our sinful flesh seeks to rob us of that joy by pointing out that you're not worthy of him. You have a checkered history and have engaged in sins which would shame your mother, not to mention your God. That you have not been pure. So at one time we are joyful in spirit, and the next time we are fearful and alarmed. Who can live by such emotional roller coasters? So we don't. We live by the word. Regardless of how we feel, we imitate the Magi by listening to the word of God and going to where the flesh of God is present. They rejoiced not because they saw a star, but because they believed a promise. Christ is their joy. Before him, they bend their knee and they offer him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. For how could they not? Appropriate actions fit for a king. The same for us. We bow our heads, we fold our hands, we bend our knee. We give our gifts not because we feel like it and not because we are emotionally moved in the moment, but because how can we not? Appropriate actions fit for a king. We do not do what we want to do. We do what is right and what confesses the truth. So some have traveled from great distances to be here. Others have brought children in their arms. But all have come so that we might fall down like the Magi before the flesh and blood of our God and worship him and receive his gifts. This man, this child, reigns among us, and he does so right now through his word and supper. We do not judge our salvation based on our own emotions, any more than we judge our salvation based on our good works or our own intellect. All these are fruits of the Holy Spirit, and he wants to increase these in us. But there is great opposition that often presents us from feeling joy, from engaging in good works, and from deepening our knowledge of Christ. So be it. We strive against that. For our part, we don't let our emotions rule us, but we let the word of God direct and teach us of the reality that we now sit in. God's word rules, for only that word leads us to our King. And maybe we are filled with joy in this moment or at Christmas. Maybe we are filled with joy that God is man for us and we get to eat and drink him yet again. Thanks be to God. But if we are not, we patiently wait. Not for joy, but we patiently wait to receive Christ yet again. He is our goal. We wait for him to bring us into the full realities of his glory, where we may live before him forevermore and worship and praise him as our King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.